Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there, what's up? I'm glad you're here. I know you're short on time. I know you have big plans for the year. I'm going to get to the point. I love listening to podcasts where I'm like, okay, what's the point? What's the point? What's the lesson? And how do I apply this to my life like immediately? You don't have time to listen to stuff that's like, well, that's interesting and it's entertaining, but it doesn't do me any good. So I always try to make sure I'm delivering content to you that makes a difference in your life. And I know this episode is going to make a difference in your life. I want to share with you three life-improving habits. These are the three big ones. Now, as I've said, I just feel like it's a waste of time when people talk in general theories and they don't tell you specifically what to do. You know, like, tell me what to do. What is A, B, and C, and I'll do it. And that's what I want to do for you. Not only am I going to share with you these three life-improving habits, I'm going to give you three action steps for each one. Let's get going. First one, every day make a to-do list. Now, I know you already make lists. You jot things down on post-it notes. Maybe you're super organized and you keep them in your phone, or you have a legal pad where, that's what my father-in-law does. He's got like reams and reams and reams of legal pads. And he always jokes, we're like, Bob, why don't you like learn to use a computer or something? He's like, oh yeah, I'll tell you what, this thing has never crashed. This thing never gets a virus, and he waves his legal pad at us, which is true. And it works for him because he always has it with him. But for 90% of us, we don't always have a legal pad with us. What do we have with us? Our phone. So the first habit I want to share with you is creating a daily to-do list, but it's not an ordinary run-of-the-mill to-do list. It's not a random list that you make when you feel overwhelmed. It's a list that's made at the same time of day, every single day, in the same place. And that is why I suggest that everybody do it on their phone. Now, on my show notes, I will include for you a list of apps that I think are great for to-do lists. For many, many years, I have been using Awesome Note. I use Awesome Note because it syncs with my iPhone, it syncs with Evernote, and I'm able to see what other people's to-do lists are. I can create to-do lists for anyone who's on my Evernote account, so I can check in and see what Kristen, my assistant, has been working on. Brett can see my list, I can see his. It's pretty cool. Anyways, let me give you your three action steps. Number one, keep your to-do list on your phone. Whether you have an Android or an iPhone, they all have incredible apps. Just look at the reviews. You'll find the one that you love. For my analysis, I love an app that's really simple. If there's too many bells and whistles, if it takes too much time to organize everything, I'm not going to use it. I want a very simple to-do list app, and there are plenty of them. I've used probably a dozen over the last year, and I always go back to Awesome Note. It might not be your favorite. It works for me, so I love it. Step number two is every day when you make your to-do list, make it at the same time of day every day. That way it becomes a habit because you get triggered by the time of the day. For example, I make my to-do list every day after my morning workout. So most days I work out at 5:30 a.m. There's a few days where I allow myself to sleep in, and I still will make my to-do list right after I work out so that while I'm working out, I'm thinking, okay, as soon as I'm done with this, I know what I'm doing next. I'm going to take 10 minutes to just quickly revise my to-do list. And I do that every single day, and it keeps me on task. It makes me relax. It makes me sleep well at night. But it's really the habit of doing it at the same time every single day. Now, you've got to put a reminder in your phone so you remember to do that until it becomes a mindless habit. Step number three under creating a daily to-do list is to put as little as possible on your list for things that have to get done that day. So if you have like 25 things on your list, that's not a to-do list. That's like a life list. What you have to do, you can start with a brainstorm, and you can do a brain dump where you're like, okay, I've got to remember to return that dress, and I've got to reply to my emails, and I need to make that phone call to schedule an interview with so-and-so, and I want to clean out my closet, and I want to remember to buy new Tupperware, like all these things, right, that are weighing on your head, and you're afraid you don't forget them. And so you do a brain dump. That's fine. But really, really, do all of those things have to get done today? No. It would be great if you were like superhuman, but we're not, you know? So take the pressure off. And what I do is I make my master brain dump, and I list everything I can possibly think of that needs to get done that's bugging me. And that goes on a master list. And then I pluck from that list just three things that must get done today or someone's going to die. I mean, not really, but I do look at those items and I say, okay, what really, really, really has to be done today because it's time sensitive, not something I want to get to, but something I have to get to, or like the lights are going to get turned off. No one's going to eat. You'll lose your business. Just like the world's going to crumble if I don't do this today. And then I just focus on those three because I'll get those done. Because if I look at this huge list of everything I'd like to do and should be able to get done, I always forget to factor in life getting in the way and things that come up and squeaky wheel and just stuff, right? And when I used to make a huge list of everything I wanted to do, I spent so much time just transferring over the 15 things I didn't get to the next day. And quite frankly, you feel like a failure. When I started creating a list, it only had three items, you know, to start with. Just three things. That's my goal each day. Just do three things that have to get done. When I started doing that, I started feeling much more accomplished. Once you blow through those three, well, then you can take new ones off of your master list. But don't put them on there. Don't add until those three are done. One extra special note that I do with my to-do list is I try to make sure at least one to two things I do per day relate to my push goal. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, you can listen to my last episode where I specifically talk about goal setting and I explain the concept of a push goal. It's very, very powerful and it will make so much more sense to you after you listen to that episode. My number two habit, wake up early 3 days a week. Yep, we're keeping this to threes. Wake up early at least 3 days a week. Now, that's pretty simple. Everybody understands that the early bird gets the worm. When you wake up early, when you rise before the rest of the world needs you, you're far more productive. We know that this is one of the most effective habits of highly successful people. They wake up early. I'm asking you to do it just 3 days a week. How do you do that? Well, here are your three action steps. Number one, set an early AM meeting up with a partner. So on those days, I get it. I'm not a morning person. Are you kidding me? If I don't have some place to be or someone I have to meet, I'm telling you right now, I would not wake up early. It is because I have a scheduled time that I work out at the gym and I have people there waiting for me. If there weren't people there who would say, where is she? What a flake. Why isn't she here? I would probably go, you know, hit snooze and talk myself into the fact that I need sleep and I just wouldn't wake up early. So number one, set a time where you're meeting somebody at that time. Maybe it's an online Skype with a partner, or you're meeting somebody with your prayer group. Maybe it's when you work out with someone. Maybe it's taking a class at the gym, but set up something where other people are expecting you. Because when you know others are expecting you, you won't let them down. You will show up, you'll wake up early, and you won't hit snooze. Number two, speaking of snooze, set an alarm, but set it in the other room. Now, if you use your phone for your alarm, as most people do, that's fine. Just set it up far enough away that you have to throw the covers off, put your feet on the ground, open up your eyes, and walk across the room to get your phone. The biggest challenge for most of us, the biggest challenge about waking up early is just waking up, you know, getting up and walking across the room, getting up out of your comfy, warm bed, and then walking across the room. That means you have to open your eyes. It means you have to be slightly coherent, which means you're awake. You're awake. And once you're awake, as I always like to say, I just keep repeating to myself, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up. Now, if you walk across the room and the whole time you're saying to yourself, I'm so tired, I'm going to hit snooze, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, you'll go back to bed. So just repeat those words as you're walking over to your alarm or your phone that you're using as an alarm. Just keep repeating, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up. Your third action step to really solidify this habit is to give somebody or someone permission to get you up. In other words, you're going to enlist the help of some others to make sure you get your butt up out of bed, even if they're still sleeping. You have to be okay with that. Now, if you have kids, they love doing this. It doesn't mean that they have to get up in order to wake you up. It just means that you can get them in on the action. Kids love to keep parents accountable, so you can make this kind of fun and you can tell them, hey, if I don't get up 3 days this week at insert specified times, let's say 5:30 a.m. and start my day or get my workout in or start my day with prayer or whatever it is you decide you're going to do at that hour that you need to do that's going to set the tone for your day, You're going to tell your kids what you're willing to do as a consequence. And it can be something kind of fun that you really don't want to do. So it will hold you accountable. Like, I will do your chores. I will double your allowance this week. Or you guys get to pick what we're having for dinner every night this week. Something that you're like, I cannot allow that to happen. So I better get my butt up out of bed. Another thing you can do if you're married or have a roommate is to give your partner or your roommate permission to get you up out of bed. Do the very same thing. Listen, if I'm not up by this time, here's what I'm going to do, or here are the consequences that I'm going to pay, and I really need your help. So no matter how bad I beg and plead and tell you I'm so tired, I need sleep, please, I'm asking your help. Get me up out of bed. This is really important to me. I would love to tell you that after a week or so of this, your body will get totally used to it and you'll love being a morning person. But the truth is, I've been doing this for years. And every time I hear my alarm, the thoughts still go through my head. I should sleep in. I don't feel like getting up. Oh, this bed is so comfortable. Oh, I love this pillow. Oh, I could use some more sleep. Like, these are all of the thoughts that go through my head. And then I just start thinking about how awesome I feel after my workout, how good it feels to start my day early. Now, I get up early and start my day at 5:30 a.m., a minimum of 4 to 5 times a week. I allow myself to sleep in on Saturdays and Sundays, and that's pretty yummy. I feel lousy if I sleep in and I don't get in that extra time of productivity. Nobody needs me at 4:30 a.m. or at 5:30 a.m. I'm not being questioned or sent text messages. It's my time to focus. It's my time to get productive. That's what my workouts are for me. They're time to keep me balanced and focused and happy and healthy. I'm more creative. I'm more patient. It's like, it's the perfect drug and it's free. So why not do that when no one else needs me? It doesn't affect anyone else's schedule. It just requires that I develop this habit, a new habit that you're going to develop this year. Hey guys, thanks for allowing me to interrupt. I just wanted to jump in at this point and make a suggestion. The Chalene Show is all about being better, living with purpose, improving ourselves from the inside out. And there are so many of you who reach out to me and leave me messages asking how to stay motivated, or, you know, how to erase self-doubt, how to get out of your own way and do some of these things. It all boils down to one trait: confidence. Most people agree that confidence is what makes someone attractive. It's not their weight or how good looking they are or driving the right car. It's confidence. And confidence can be learned. It can be improved. If you dread being in certain social situations, or if you struggle with self-doubt, if you just know there's so many things you could do if you just really believed in yourself, then I want to encourage you to check out what people are saying about this program. Go to CourageousConfidenceClub.com. Okay, that's it for now. Back to the show. All right, here we go. The number 3 life-improving habit. Here it is. This habit is called get smarter. That's it. If you get smarter this year, you're going to have a better year. Think about it. The more knowledge we have, the more power we have, the better decisions we make, the more opportunities we have, and the better we feel about ourselves. So that's great, but how do we get smarter? Like, do we have to go back to school? Well, let me give you 3 action steps to get smarter this year. Number 1, you're doing it. Subscribe to a podcast that specifically helps you learn something new. Subscribe to a podcast that maybe relates to something you do for your career or something you need to get better at. Maybe it's parenting. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's online marketing. Maybe it's your health, your nutrition. But subscribe to a podcast. It's free. You already love them, right? Or you wouldn't be listening to my show. I mean, it's difficult for me to tell you to subscribe to somebody else's podcast because I know you have a limited amount of time. So if you'd like to just say, hey, I already got number 1 done. I'm already subscribed to Chalene Show. That's cool. But if you're really seriously interested in just becoming smarter in a particular area, do a search on iTunes for just about any category, any title, any subject, and you will find podcasts, maybe from a variety of hosts, on the subject that makes you smarter. Your number 2 action step is go back to school. Like, legitimately, go back to school and do it in a way that supports your lifestyle. Now, I'm not suggesting that you have to go back to the community college or enroll in live classes, but you could do that. That'd be totally cool. What I'm suggesting you look into, just because I love it myself, is online learning. Subscribe to an online academy. It's how I learned to do my first business launch. Like when I transitioned from basically fitness into learning how to teach other people what it was I was doing, how to market their business, understanding social media, being able to reach more people like you, I had to learn how to do that. I always knew that there was a lot more I wanted to teach and share with people other than fitness. I mean, quite frankly, and the truth is, you've heard me say this before, I'm not really sure how I ended up in fitness, except that I learned how to make it really fun and effective for people. And whenever I solve my own problem, I typically like to then share it with other people. And that's provided a really fantastic living for me almost my entire life. And so that's exactly what I needed to do when I realized I've got to teach other people how to take their product, their information, their gifts, their purpose, their passion, and market them, create an income by sharing them online, because it's 2015. It is crazy how easy it is to start a business. I mean, for like $5, you can start a website, have it designed, have it up tomorrow. You don't have to develop a business plan or get investors. You just need a really great idea. And by the end of the week, you can be making extra income. And I wanted to teach people how to do that because I'd done it myself. So one of the things that I subscribed to was an online academy. I did a ton of them. I do an online academy for something I'm trying to learn. I do one every other month at a minimum. Some of the most valuable ones I've ever done are Jeff Walker's Product Launch Formula. He is really the person I turn to learn how to do those four-part video series that we use to launch our programs like the Marketing Impact Academy, Smart Success, and other programs. Many of the guests and experts that you've heard on The Chalene Show offer academies. You heard Mark Sisson. He's the creator of the Primal Blueprint. He offers a nutritional certification online. How cool to have that kind of knowledge. Or JJ Virgin and going through her online academy, understanding the impact that sugar has on your body. Maybe it's social media, going through Natalie Jill's program called Pinfinity, understanding how to use Pinterest to blast your business. So there is anything you could possibly want to learn. Somebody is teaching it online for you. Knowledge gives us confidence. Knowledge gives us purpose. It makes us feel alive. When our brains get bigger, when our brains get smarter, when we learn new things, we feel alive. Number three, again, I want you to pull out your phone. It's probably what you're listening to this on right now. And I want you to hit pause and create a schedule 3 times a week where you will spend 30 minutes getting smarter. I mean, how easy should that be? It should be quite simple. Some things that I recommend for you to do is to use the time that you're spending getting ready in the morning, while fellas, while you're shaving, ladies, while you're putting on your makeup or blow drying your hair, just getting ready for the day. Use that time to get smarter. That's when you should be listening to podcasts or audio training or listening to books on tape that make you smarter. Another great time to schedule this is any time where you would be doing physical activity, like taking a walk, time on the treadmill, cleaning the house, walking the dogs, all of these things where it's kind of like a mindless physical action. But at the same time, your brain can be stimulated by learning something new. Now, if you don't put it on your calendar, you and I both know it won't happen. You'll end up listening to music or just letting your mind wander or letting the TV play in the background. So think about it. If just 3 days a week, you spent specified time that's on your calendar to remind you. It was there to remind you. This is time where I get smarter. This is time where I build my confidence. I learn new things and my life improves. As important as this is to me, I still forget sometimes. And that's why I am such a big fan of making sure it goes on your calendar. Not only do I put it on my calendar, but I also have a notification that comes to my phone in the form of a text message. It's like double reinforcement. I have a secondary layer of accountability. It comes in the form of a text message. I have blocks of time that are scheduled certain days of the week for certain activities, one of which is getting smarter. I listen to so many podcasts, books on tape, and as I've just explained to you, online academies. So what I do is I use a website. You're going to love this one. It's called If This Then That, IFTTT.com. It's the coolest website ever, but it's kind of like Pinterest where you can get lost there by going, wow, there's so many possibilities. So just briefly, let me explain how it works. You create a little recipe. So you can say, if it is 2 o'clock on Thursday, then, and then you decide what you want the then to be. So for this particular example, you will set a day and a time if it is 3 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Then text me the following message and you can actually insert the message. Now, as I've said, there's a bajillion different recipes you can create. So for example, if one of my kids do anything in social media, I've set it up so that I get a notification on my phone. Oh, yes, you know I do, because they're teenagers and their brains don't function as well as we would like them to. And I just need to make sure what they're doing is coolio. You know what I'm saying? So I have a notification that tells me when they do anything in social media. Another recipe that I've set up is anytime I post something on Facebook or on Twitter, it sends a copy of that to my Evernote account. Now, why would I do that? So that I'm not constantly having to create brand new content from scratch. So it's automatically storing everything that I create on Evernote, which allows me to go back and just kind of tweak it slightly to keep the content fresh, but not forever having to come up with brand new information. So that's it. That's it, y'all. That's all you have to do. Not only have I given you 3 life-improving habits, but I've given you 3 action steps to make sure that these habits are solidified. Leave me a voicemail message. Let me know which of these you promise you're going to do. Keep yourself accountable. Let me know what you thought about this episode. You can do that by going to my website. You'll see a little widget on the far right-hand side of your screen. It'll say, leave a message, and you just click on that. And what it will do is pull up a little recorder where you can record me a message and let me know which of these 3 habits, and hopefully you'll tell me all of them, you're going to immediately apply. I love that I'm getting these messages. In fact, I want to play for you a couple of the voicemail messages with people's feedback on previous episodes.
Hi, Shalene. Hi, Brett. This is Courtney from Fairbanks, Alaska. And I wanted to share with you what the Courageous Confidence Club has done for me. I have wanted to be a fitness instructor for more than 20 years, and I never had the confidence to do it. However, I finally started teaching Turbo Kick, and I am so in love with the whole experience, and I am so deeply grateful to you for helping me find the way. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy New Year.
Hi, Shalene. I am a 30-day challenge fan, and hearing you update us on what we were missing with that push goal almost made me cry. I cannot believe that I was missing that critical piece. I've been doing this 30-day challenge for years, and every time I do your challenge, something amazing happens in my life. At first, it was just that I started to believe that I was capable of doing greater things. And then the next time I did your challenge, I was able to push boundaries that I never pushed before. And I find myself dreaming bigger and accomplishing bigger things each time. And I am so excited to go through the 30-day challenge one more time with this new piece of information and to see what I can do even more. Thank you for adding this to all the things that you've shared with us. I am excited to see where it takes me.
Cool. So keep those messages coming. I love it. Oh, and by the way, I have to thank you because I got a ton of reviews last week. Thank you so much for those reviews. It made a huge difference. My show bumped from like number 35 in the health category all the way up to number 2. The only person that was above me is that guy that does the sex show. I'm sure it's really good because it's always like number 1 or number 2 like every week, but I am just too much of a prude to even listen. I can't even read 50 Shades of Grey. I just feel like my mom would know that I read it. She would like see it on my face or something. I know I'm a total prude. I should probably listen to the show. But anyways, thanks for helping me rank as high as we did this week. That is because of you, y'all. I love you. I love you. If I could just grab your face right now and pinch your cheeks and kiss your cheeks, I would. Here's a virtual kiss. Mwah. Love ya. Mean it.